Well, let's step away from the madness of politics and let's look at not so much madness, but...
We're starting with the Proteas, mate.
When you put it like that. So before we get into the cricket, right, I know the Proteas are playing, but what's the story with Mark Boucher? Why hasn't he been charged?
He has been charged with gross misconduct.
So he's been charged. Why hasn't he been suspended?
They have to prove the allegations at the end of the day. Innocent until proven guilty. So on the 26th of January this month, he'll meet with the advocates that CSA have announced yesterday, where they will kind of pave the way into his disciplinary hearing, how he will prove himself. Because remember, at the SJN, after Paul Adams had made the revelations, then he had an affidavit where he denied all of those allegations. So everything will be put before the advocate for Mark Boucher to defend himself. There were questions yesterday about CSA's timing of the release, because once again, we're in the middle of a series, but we're looking at boardroom matters rather than what's happening on the pitch. But I also think, when is actually the right time to bring it up?
I hear you, but the timing is just—it's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
The words of Lindy Wesisulu, because our test team has done so well under Mark Boucher, phenomenal win over India,
and we've got New Zealand coming up in the next month. But also, do you, if maybe let's say you say Monday and Tuesday, a lot of us will be thinking, okay, now we start preparing for New Zealand, and then they come at us with the boardroom stuff, and then we'll say, but guys, the team are preparing. There is really no perfect time to bring this up. And also, would you rather a team that addresses issues like a year after everything has happened, or now that we're into a new year, you start building and you start making people accountable of what they're accused of?
So let's talk about cricket. What's happening at the moment?
Well, currently India 175 for the loss of 2 wickets. We're into the 30th over. Pant is on 81 while Rahul is on 53. Of course, South Africa will look to win this second ODI in order to win the series and once again reaffirm their dominance over India. For a lot of South Africans, you'll be happy to know that Virat Kohli is out for a duck.
Brutal. You are brutal. Okay, there's lots of football going on. There's Premier League, there's the DStv Compact Cup, AFCON is still happening as well, of course.
Yes, it is. There will be no Algeria in the knockout rounds because they were knocked out yesterday. But I think you look at host Cameroon and you see how far they can go in their own tournament. Egypt, of course, a lot of Liverpool fans will be looking to see if Mohamed Salah can finally deliver the silverware for his national team. For South Africans, once again, because we love to sit on the sidelines, there's no Ghana, so we can support other teams freely without hoping for Ghana's downfall. But the knockout rounds start from Sunday, so we'll be looking forward to that.
Who do we support as South Africans?
See, that's the thing. Now that Ghana are gone, we can support anyone. I think Egypt will be slight favorites because if you have a player like Mohamed Salah, you're always going to have that X factor that's needed when you get to the knockout rounds. But also in the Premier League, the big games to look forward to this weekend: Chelsea take on Tottenham, Arsenal up against Burnley, while the fight for the top four, Manchester United will take on West Ham United. A United side that we can hope one day will stop conceding goals, but we can only pray for that. And the DStv Compact Cup, as the DStv Premiership takes a break, the league has come up with the idea of the Compact Cup. The best way to explain it is it's the Carling Black Label Cup, but for everyone. So fans were able to vote for their favorite players to be in the four teams. This Saturday will be the semi-finals of the competitions. The likes of like Adina Lady or Warriors FC, they're playing each other at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. Then next weekend we'll have the final and the third and fourth place playoff. That one will be taking place at the FNB Stadium.
And I've been watching quite a lot of the Australian Open. Now that Novak Djokovic is gone, we can focus on the tennis. And there's been some great tennis that's been happening.
There has been. And a few minutes ago, I know you haven't seen this, Naomi Osaka was knocked
rubbish
out. I'm telling you, Amanda,
you are the bearer of terrible news.
Melissa, please, man. I'm just here to deliver the news. She was knocked. She had 2 match points. She's just been. I'm sorry, Mandy.
I have to say something on radio. You can't see my face.
I'm sorry. The women's draw has been. I don't think they're even words to describe how difficult the women's draw has been this time around. I think you look at it now, it's between Ashley
Barty. She was going to play Ashley Barty.
Exactly. So it's between Ashley Barty and Simona Halep now to decide which one of them wants
this trophy.
I'm
throwing my support behind Ashley Barty. Tolakele, thank you so much for that breaking news here on the Midday Reporter, having a look at what's happening in the world of sports.